Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Karen Fendrick, who's show director with National Trade Productions, who puts on the Covering show. We're here in Atlanta at the Coverings 2013. Karen, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Good to be with you. I guess you've been running the show now for about 3 years. Is that right?
Yes.
I guess the first question to ask would be how attendance compares this year versus last year when it was in Orlando.
Attendance is just as strong as it was in Orlando, which is really exciting to us. Atlanta has enough of a crossover market with the Orlando market that it's drawing some of those same people, but at the same time, it's drawing fresh new people from the whole Southeast region, people who may not have wanted to go to Orlando. So numbers are looking just as strong as Orlando, and we're really excited about the fresh people coming in too.
Refresh the memory of my listeners, if you will, to tell us a little bit about Coverings and what its focus is.
Well, we're the premier tile and stone show in the United States and really trying to represent the entire world doing business in the tile and stone industry here in the United States. So, you know, a lot of distributors here in the U.S. looking to connect with manufacturers from not just the U.S. but all over the world and really help to get the product out to the end user in the best way possible, and always looking for the newest, most innovative, attractive new products that they have to offer.
All right, share some stats with me. I mean, I know you don't know exactly the number of people here, but for those people who haven't been to this show, this is a very big show. So can you tell me how many exhibitors, kind of the square footage area, and the number of people you think are coming this year?
Okay, so the show is about 340,000 net square feet, which is like 3,400 equivalent booths. And we'll have about 900 exhibitors representing over 50 countries. From the attendance standpoint, if you count exhibitors and what the numbers are, which we like to because a lot of times they're qualified attendees in their own right, we're looking at somewhere in the low 20,000, 20, 22,000, something like that.
Yeah, so what you're telling us is it's really a very big show. Most of the people who come here set up very big exhibits, and it's got so much of a European flavor to it because whereas a lot of U.S. trade shows, people set up these booths and they have product samples they show you, but here they're actually installing room vignettes in a lot of instances, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is just spectacular to look at what they do. And when you think of the short setup time that they have, they really are building a living display of what they do. And it brings it to life so much more vibrantly than just a panel board that has tile on it. You can walk on it, you can touch it, you can see it installed. In fact, we even have some special events like the Installation Design Showcase, where you can watch an entire vignette be built over the course of the 4 days here and see every aspect that goes into some of these.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's dig into exactly who attends this show. Most people call this a distributor show because I think the primary audience are U.S. distributors who distribute tile and stone products. Who else comes to the show and kind of how does that break out?
Well, a lot of the exhibitors are distributors. So some of the attendees are distributors, but we also get a lot of specifiers. We get architects and designers. We get contractors and installers. We get people who run quarries. And, you know, it really runs any gamut of involvement with tile and stone. So it's a pretty broad spectrum. We're really trying to build our relationship with the A&D community, the architects and designers. And Atlanta is such a strong location to do that. It really has a sound base here. And so that's one of the attractions in bringing this show here. And these are the people who specify a lot of product. You know, if you can get architects and designers thinking from the get-go of I'm going to design a building and I'm going to use tile and stone because of the it's such a sustainable product and it really speaks to the attractiveness of what you're doing. And it's not as complicated to work with as some people who aren't educated on it think, you know, and you can come here and learn every aspect of what it takes to do that.
You know, I've been walking the show floor. We're in this toward the end of the second day, and I've seen Marianne Adams, who runs Avalon. I've seen David Snedeker, who is the flooring person at Nebraska Furniture Mart. So you also attract some of the big retailers too, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Anybody who touches this business has a valid reason to be here. We really try and create something for everyone so that there's something you can come here specifically to see and take away something of value to you. And the fact that the whole show is free to the attendees, if you can take away something of value, why wouldn't you come?
So back to those subsectors of attendees, are you doing things to drive? You mentioned that you want to attract more A&D people. Are you changing the seminars that you offer to try to be more attractive to some of those targets that you want to expand your attendance in?
Yes, we definitely are. You know, we're trying to make this a value to the attendee, and that's what they're looking for. You know, they're trying to find more education that speaks exactly to what they're looking for, and our attendees are getting more educated on their own. So coming here, they're not looking for the 101 class. You know, a lot of times they're looking for the graduate school level. You want to be speaking to true experts and learning how to take your business to a much further level than what it was before.
Well, I think a lot of your role is probably about over since the show is, you know, in the middle right now. Are you pleased with the results so far?
Oh, we definitely are. We're very pleased with the results. We've seen a strong activity on the floor. We've heard really positive comments from the exhibitors. We're selling space for Las Vegas next year, and we're getting a strong turnout for that. So we're really excited about everything that's happening here. You know, anytime you go to a new market, there's a little bit of a question mark in your mind when you go there. We came to Atlanta for sound reasons, and they've paid off in droves. We're real happy with what's gone on here.
Well, you just answered my next question. You're going to Vegas next year. Will the timing be similar? Because the last time you went to Vegas, you went earlier in the year.
Yes. Last time we went to Vegas, we went earlier because that was what we had to do in order to get into Las Vegas. The convention centers book up years and years in advance. So we booked this one at the same time. We are not going to be in the Sands. We're going to be in the Las Vegas Convention Center, which makes a big difference to the people who have to be on a different floor. The Sands had a lower ceiling. We don't have to deal with that at the convention center. But yes, we are going to be the exact same dates next year because we're going back to our Tuesday to Friday traditional setup instead of the Monday to Thursday that we're dealing with this year. So it'll be the exact same dates.
Okay, look forward to seeing you there. Again, thanks for spending time with us. Been talking to Karen Fendrick, who's show director with National Trade Productions, who runs the Covering Show. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.